Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
John chapter 18, verses 15 through 18, and John chapter 18, verses 25 to 27. So what we're doing is we're studying the denial of Jesus Christ by Peter. And there is a jump here in John chapter 18, because there John gives you some information concerning the denial of Peter by Jesus Christ in John chapter 18, verses 15 to 18. Then he jumps over to the trial and John chapter 18, verses 19 through 24, something where Annas is questioning Jesus Christ, and then goes back to the denial of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then from there goes through Caiaphas leading Jesus to the hall of judgment. What we want to do here today is we want to look at this passage very carefully, because when you compare the account of Peter's denial of Jesus Christ in John, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you find a variety of things going on here. All of the accounts are supplemental. None of them are contradictory. And you're going to find out that although Peter denied Jesus Christ three times, each time that he denied him, he did not just give one response, because there were other people that were speaking either to Peter or to the people that were around Peter or speaking about Peter. And so he's going to be responding during each one of the denials more than one time. In each case, he's going to respond three times in each of the three denials. You'll see what we're talking about as we go through the passage, but I wanted to alert you to that because, you know, I started looking at this thing and comparing Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I'm like, whoa, what are we looking at here? This thing seems to be very difficult to follow. And in fact, it was at first until I just sat down with the Bible and compared each of those accounts and read them over and over and over and over, and then you can see how they lay out. Now, when we do this, we're going to put everything in chronological order for you. And frankly, there may be, within each of the denials, a difference in the way that you would lay it out chronologically. But the point is that you can lay these things out chronologically, and they are supplemental, and they're not contradictory at all. As a matter of fact, you get more light when you compare all four of the accounts together. Now, remember this as we go through the account. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all three of those Gospels deal with the denials in one segment. In other words, they're going to show you Peter coming into the palace, and then you're going to go through and you're going to read the account of Caiaphas accusing Jesus Christ of blasphemy, and then you're going to read Peter's denial. But in John, John deals with the denials in two segments. The first denial of Jesus takes place while Annas is speaking to Jesus Christ, or, you know, it's accounted, and then Annas's discussions with Jesus Christ, and then the other two denials take place when Jesus is with Caiaphas. And so that's the way that John has it laid out. There's a skip between verses 18 and verse 25. Okay? The next thing you want to notice, so remember that, Matthew, Mark, and Luke all deal with the denials in one segment. John divides it up where the first denial takes place with Annas, and the other two when Jesus is with Caiaphas. The next thing you want to notice is that Annas and Caiaphas were both in the high priest's palace. You're going to find reference in these accounts to the palace of the high priest or the high priest's palace. Annas and Caiaphas would have to be in the same building, but it must have been a grand building. And so Jesus starts out with Annas and then goes over to Caiaphas. The scribes and elders were assembled with Caiaphas. And so the first denial took place while Peter was seated and while Jesus was being interrogated by Annas. Then Peter goes out, he goes to the porch and stands there, and there he denies Jesus Christ twice more, once while Jesus Christ is with Annas, and then about an hour later while Jesus Christ is still being, quote, tried by Caiaphas. And so each of these denials you're going to see is going to be divided up in three parts. Well, let's get into the text and you'll understand then more about what we're talking about. Just wanted to give you that little introduction. Now, first of all, we look in John chapter 18, verse 15. In John chapter 18, verse 15, we find this. Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. In verse 16, Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple. That other disciple is John, by the way, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Now this damsel, this one that keeps the door, this is going to be an important character in the first denial. Okay, so we see what happens then. When Jesus is led away, Peter and John are following. As a matter of fact, they're following afar off. When they get to the palace, John goes in, but Peter stays outside. And then John comes back to the person that's keeping the door and says, you know, speaks to him about letting Peter in, and then Peter comes into the palace. All right, now we have to go to Luke chapter 22, verse 54, to pick up the next step. And we're going to be going through all these Gospels, so if you want to follow along in your reading, we're in John 18, we're in Luke 22, we're in Matthew 26, beginning with verse 58, and we are in Mark chapter 14, beginning with verse 54. All right, so now we're going to go over to Luke 22 and verse 54. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. So when Peter comes into the house, into the palace of the high priest, there's a fire kindled in there to keep the people warm, and he sits down with those that are there. We find the similar thing in Matthew chapter 26, verse 58. Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. In Mark, we find basically the same thing. He followed afar off, even into the and he went even into the palace of the high priest. He sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. All right, so now we know we got Peter situated, warming at the fire. Jesus, at this point, is with Annas. Look in John again, in John chapter 18 and verse 17. And while Jesus is with Annas, here comes the first denial. Here comes the first denial. John chapter 18, verse 17. Then saith the damsel that kept the door, so she sees him come in, see. Then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, art not thou one of this man's disciples? And he answered her. He saith, I am not. Now that's the first part of the first denial. And what happens is the damsel asks him a question. The question is, art thou one of this man's disciples? And he answered, he said, I am not. Then what happens is this. She doubts it. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 69, now Peter sat without in the palace. He's inside the palace, but he is without. He is outside of the area where Jesus Christ is being questioned by Annas. He's not without the palace in one place and then in the palace in another place. He's without in the palace. And a damsel, that damsel happens to be the one that kept the door, came unto him saying, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. So when she asked him, she said, art not thou one of this man's disciples? He said, I'm not. And then she says, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. And that may be the same damsel that kept the door, or it may be another one that's with her, because she doubts his answer. And in Mark chapter 14, verse 67, 66 and 67, we find out Peter was beneath in the palace. So when they say without in the palace, he was beneath. He was in the lower portion, the first floor, I guess. In the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, "And thou also with Jesus of Nazareth." So you've either got three maids here, the damsel that kept the door, and another damsel and a maid, or you've got the damsel that kept the door, and then a maid of the high priest. One of them says, "Thou art also with Jesus of Nazareth." The other one says, "Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee." So you see that thing. You've got some things going on here. The first thing that's raised is he denies that he was a disciple. The two others or one other come in, and the one at the door, and they say, "Thou was with Jesus of Galilee," or "Thou was with Jesus of Nazareth." And in Mark chapter 14, verse 68, he denied, saying, "I know not, neither understand what thou sayest." In Matthew 26, 70, he said he denied before them all. So there's more than one there. You see? He denied before them all, "I know not what thou sayest." So you've probably got three maids there. The damsel that kept the door, and then another damsel that says, "You were with Jesus of Galilee," and then one of the maids of the high priest. And they all have something to say. One of them asks a question, and two of them have something to say about it. You see that? So you see, when you read these supplemental accounts, you actually learn more about it. Forever, when I heard of Peter denying Jesus Christ three times, I just, thought in the first case he said, "I'm not," and the second case he says, "I'm not," a little more vehemently, and the third case he just curses and denies it even more vehemently, and then walks out crying. But it's not like that. You actually got a whole episode here of him sitting with the servants by the fire in the palace. He's beneath, he's without, he's not in the area exactly where Jesus is, and he's asked and questioned by these damsels. "Art thou one of his disciples?" "Thou wast with Jesus of Galilee." "Thou was with Jesus of Nazareth." You've seen those scenes before. And he said, "I know not, neither understand what thou sayest." Now over in Luke, we find out what happens next. In Luke 22:56, a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him and said, "This man was also with him." And he denied him, saying, "Woman, I know him not." So it's possible, I don't say that it's definite, but it's possible that there were four women there. Or at least two. The first one asked, "Art thou also one of this man's disciples?" He said, "I'm not." Two more state emphatically, "Thou was with Jesus of Galilee." He said, I know not, neither understand what thou sayest." And another one said, after earnestly looking upon him, "This man was also with him." She affirms it. And he denies to her, "Woman, I know him not." After this accusation, you know what he did? He got up. We have to go back to Mark chapter 14, verse 68 to see it. But he went out into the porch, and when he did, the cock crew. That's the first time that he heard the cock crow. You see, in Mark's account, we find out in Mark chapter 14, verse 72, that Jesus had said unto Peter, "Before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice." So his first warning came after the first denial. He came from inside the palace where he was beneath, without, that is, from the area where Jesus was, went out onto the porch, and when he did, that's the first time the cock crew. And then in John 18:18, the servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. So we find out then that he started out in the palace, sitting down by a fire, warming himself with the servants. And then these damsels come up and question him and accuse him and pin him, and he denies the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in frustration, he gets up and goes out onto the porch. There the cock crows, and there then he stands. See, he was sitting before. There he stands with the servants and officers who made a fire of coals, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. You see, if you didn't realize what we've just been through, you would have thought there was a contradiction, because in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus Christ is sitting down with the servants. In John, he's standing up. But you understand now that there is a lot that happens between John 18:17 and John 18:18. What happens is all this other stuff goes on. Then in frustration, he goes out onto the porch and he's standing there with the servants. All right, now by this time, Jesus Christ is gone from Annas and he's up with Caiaphas. Excuse me. Or during this time, then he goes up, because John will give you the record then after John 18:18 of what it was like when Jesus was being briefly questioned by Annas. Then he goes to Caiaphas. And while he's with Caiaphas, then the second denial comes in. And we have to go to Matthew chapter 26 and verse 71 to see the beginning of this denial. When he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, "This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth." So he didn't escape anything by leaving the house and going out on the porch. He's accused again. And then in Matthew 26, verse 72, again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." In Mark chapter 14, verse 69, we find, "Again a maid saw him and began to say to them that stood by, 'This is one of them.'" So you got one maid saying, "This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth." She may have said in another breath, "This is one of them," or yet another maid, "This is one of them." But he's surely being plagued by these maids in the high priest's house, isn't he? And he said, "I don't know the man." In Mark chapter 14, verse 7, he said he denied it again. Now we go back to John, in John chapter 18 and verse 25, and we find out the second part of this second denial. Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said, therefore unto him, "Art not thou also one of his disciples?" Now you notice, a maid in Matthew said, "This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth." And either said again, or another maid said, "This is one of them." And to them he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And then they said in John 18:25, therefore unto him, there was a question, "Art not thou also one of his disciples?" I mean, he's already been accused by these maids. So they ask him right to his face, "Art thou not also one of his disciples?" He denied it and said, "I am not." Now, that's what I'm telling you about this chronology. Whether they said, "Art thou not also one of his disciples?" and he said, "I am not," and then the maid said, in fact, that he was, whether that happened first, or whether they said it and he denied it, and then they asked him point blank, "Art thou also one of his disciples?" and he said, "I am not." I'm not exactly sure about that. I don't know if you can be. But you see, there is a discussion going on while he's around the fire, and it's not just one question and then an hour's delay. There's a lot of conversation going on about this. And he said to all of them, "I am not," when he was asked if thou were one of his disciples. Now we got to go all the way to Luke chapter 22, verse 58, to find out the third part of what happened here. In Luke 22:58, "After a little while another saw him and said, 'Thou art also of them.' And Peter said, 'Man, I am not.'" Now you see, if you took these things and said they all had to be the same person, you would have a contradiction here. This is the way scholars would try to handle it, because it wasn't a man that approached him. There were two maids, at least one maid, and probably two maids that approached him when he went out onto the porch. And yet in Luke 22:58, he doesn't say "woman" like he did in Luke 22:57. He said, "Man, I am not." So he's out there with those servants, warming himself, and officers warming himself, according to John 18:18. And so after the maids pin him as a disciple of Jesus Christ, and then they ask him point blank, the people that are asking him point blank are some of those officers and servants, and he said, I'm not his disciple. Then after a little while, another saw him and said, "Thou art also one of them." And he said, "Man, I am not." Now, all of that is the second denial. That's pretty interesting. That was a very interesting thing to see in studying out for this lesson, because I've read that many times before, and, you know, we've preached about the denial of Peter and everything, but never have actually sat down and just looked at them and lined them up side by side. There is a lot going on. There is a tremendous amount of pressure on Peter being put by these people that are warming themselves by this fire out on the porch. Now, there's a brief respite. Okay, after he denies Jesus Christ, in the second denial. There's an hour. There's an hour delay or an hour respite. Look in Luke 22, verse 59, just the first part of the verse. And about the space of 1 hour after, then it happens again. So the process then is he comes in the house, he sits down there with the servants. Then the woman at the door comes by. Perhaps another one or two or three women come by. They question him about being the disciple of Jesus Christ, and they finally affirm to all the people that are in there, this man was one of them. So he leaves, goes out onto the porch, warms himself by the fire there, and gets in trouble again. Some more maids put it on him. Then all the people are hanging around the barrel or whatever they're warming themselves by, put it on him. And then one man asks him, and he says, I am not. I mean, he's just vehement about it. Now he gets about an hour's respite, and here it comes again. Here it comes again. All right. From this, Luke 22, let's go over to John. John chapter 18, verse 26. John 18, 26, one of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman whose ear Peter cut off, saith, did not I see thee in the garden with him? John 18, 27, Peter then denied again. All right, now that's just the first part of the denial. The kinsman puts it on him. You see, so when you read John's account, it's really something. Because John gives you just the highlights. In 18:17, he gives you the first denial. 18:25, he gives you the second part of the second denial. And in John 18:26, he gives you the first part of the third denial. But that's not all that happened. Not only did the kinsman whose ear Peter cut off question him, did not I see thee in the garden with him, to which Peter, you know, responded, no, you didn't, he denied him. But also, look what happened. Go back to Luke chapter 22 and look at the second half of verse 59 and the first half of verse 60. This person that saw him about an hour later confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth this fellow also was with him, for he's a Galilean. See, the kinsman said, didn't I see you in the garden? And then the guy over here in Luke says, this fellow was with him, he's a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. But that's not all. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 73, it comes up again. After a while came unto him they that stood by. So in John 18:26, the kinsman whose ear Peter cut off said, ask him a question. Another individual in Luke 22 accuses him of being a Galilean and accuses him of being with Jesus. And then in Matthew 26:73, they, either those two or some additional ones that are standing by with him, said to Peter, surely thou art one of them, for thy speech bereath thee. To bereath means it gives you away. We see this in Mark 14, verse 70. And after a little while, they that stood by said again to Peter, surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto. In other words, we can tell you're not from around these parts. You're not a Judean, you're a Galilean. You know, that's like saying you're a Yankee. You can tell right away the accent's different. And then in Mark 14:71, he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom you speak. Matthew covers that too. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. I know not the man. And then in Matthew, immediately the cock crew. John says the same thing, immediately the cock crew. Luke says the same thing, the Lord, but he adds this. He adds this. While he yet spake, the cock crew, but then he adds this. Mark says, Mark 14:72 says, the second time the cock crew. So that fulfills what Jesus had said. He said, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. So the second time the cock crows. Okay? And then, over in Luke 22:61, something else happens that John doesn't tell you about. The Lord turned and looked upon Peter. So wherever Peter was out on that porch, Jesus Christ, if he was up in the second floor or wherever, Jesus was in a place where when that cock crew the second time, Jesus could look at him and see him. And Peter, as soon as that happened, the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And boy, that got him. Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Mark says, Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought therein, he wept. Luke says, and Peter went out and wept bitterly. Matthew says, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. But you see now, by taking all of these passages and comparing them, we have found out a great thing about this denial of Peter. There was a tremendous amount of pressure being put on him. It wasn't just one maid that came to him, to whom he denied. There were at least two and perhaps several women that came to him, accusing him of being a Galilean, accusing him of being one of Jesus' disciples, asking him whether he was a disciple or not, and pronouncing to everybody else that was in the room, this man was with him. And he's given all kinds of denials on that thing. I am not, he says. I don't know what you're saying. I know not, neither understand what thou sayest. A woman, I know him not. Then he was pinned down by this man. He said, I'm not one of his disciples. I don't know the man. And when they finally say you are, he said, I am not. You see how that thing goes? Another guy comes in there about an hour later and says, you got to be, man. I saw you out there in the garden. He said, you didn't see me out there. You didn't see me out there. He said, you know what? Your speech has given you away. You're a Galilean. You're not from down here. And this man, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. He said, you're one of them. And then he began to curse and swear against the Lord. And the Lord looked at him when that cock crowed the second time. Oh, boy, don't you know that scent. Oh, let me ask you something. Have you ever been in a place where nobody else was looking and you were tempted to commit a sin and you started to debate in your mind whether you should or not? And then you did? What would you have done at that very moment if Jesus Christ himself had turned physically and looked at you like he did at Peter right here? Let me tell you something. He sees. The eyes of the Lord go everywhere, to and fro in the earth, beholding the evil and the good. He sees, just like he saw Peter. However, in Peter's case, Peter went out and wept bitterly and got the thing straightened out with God. What about you? In the condition you're in right now, are you weeping bitterly over the thing you've done to cross Jesus Christ, where you'll get the thing in repentance right with him and underneath the blood so you can get in a good fellowship with him again? God bless your soul if you will. Peter did. Praise God for it. I also praise God for being able to work out all this parallel stuff here so that you and I can both see there are no contradictions in our book. Our book is true and is filled with supplemental accounts on this thing so we can understand every detail that God wanted us to know about what happened that night. Thank God that Peter got it right. Thank God for the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Thank God for the truth of his words.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.